All right, guys, the party continues here at NovaCon with Ming Chen, star of AMC's Comic Book Men. Are you excited to be here at NovaCon?
I am excited for several reasons. One is a Comic-Con. If you're not excited at Comic-Con, go home. Two, I used to live in this area. I lived in Falls Church, Silver Spring, Rockville, Wheaton, all that. I took the metro to work. So I'm glad. It makes me really happy there's a con in Tyson's Corner. So cool.
Yes, representing the DMV well. And of course, in the DMV is also my good friend, also your good friend, the Jeppies.
Oh, yeah.
Including Steve Jeppy, the owner of Jeppy's Entertainment Museum. Gotta admit, great episode seeing Baltimore represented. What was it like shooting that episode at the museum? And of course, Action Comics number one. Wow, that was pretty interesting, yeah?
It was amazing. That museum it's like heaven. Like, if I won the lottery and could build my own comic book room, it would look like the Jeppy Entertainment Museum.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that we got to see Action 1 plus every other key issue in existence is in that museum is awesome. But, dude, we got to have Steve on there, Steve Jeppy. I knew he had a big personality. I knew he was awesome. But
Baltimore icon, for
he
sure.
He knocked out of the park. I'll tell you a little story. We went and we shot, and they had allotted from one. They were like, Steve, we need you there from 1 to 4. 3 hours. I'm like, Steve ain't gonna need 3 hours, but just in case, they didn't know if he was gonna be good, whatever.
Right.
We started at 1, we're out by 2 o'clock. He was that good, like, that one, awesome. Like, bam, done. And he was just phenomenal.
And an interesting story, you're actually a big Baltimore Orioles fan.
I am.
Now it's kind of instrumental for meeting the Jeppies, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, Steve's got a stake in the team.
Right.
He's right behind the dugout. And, you know, anytime I'm in town, you know, without hesitation, hey, you wanna sit in my seats, and I get to hang out with them for 2-3 hours while we watch the game.
Yes.
We talk about like hardcore baseball.
Right.
Like, he's the biggest Orioles fan I've ever met.
Right.
So it's pretty cool to hang out with them at a game behind the dugout, like mere feet from the players. It's like it's a dream.
Awesome. So what can you tell us about the upcoming season of Comic Book Men?
We're shooting right now. We're in week 3. We have 5 more weeks to shoot.
Nice.
Just cool stuff coming in, cool guest stars, cool situations. I think you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. I'm genuinely, not only like, you know, of course I'm biased. I'm saying it's gonna go great, but nice. I think even more like I'm having fun, and I think that's like a huge. We're all having fun, which is huge.
Nice. Now I was just curious. Working so closely with the man, the myth, the legend, Kevin Smith. Have you ever talked about actually appearing in any of his films?
He put me in Dogma. The movie
is
4th movie Dogma. He put me in.
Oh, very cool.
And I got to watch Salma Hayek take her clothes off. He owes me nothing after this point. So if he wants to put me in, great. If not, I'm fine. He put me in the greatest thing, like one of the greatest days of my life, for sure.
The greatest thing in your life being Comic Con.
Comic Con and being in Dogma,
and
watching Salma Hayek take her clothes off. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Salma Hayek? Wow. Oh, that's smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you could wear a cosplay today, what would you wear? Why?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'd probably do a full out, like a Clint Barton Hawkeye, I think.
Okay.
From the Avengers movie. Or no, I would go old school with a big H on my head.
Okay.
Yeah, old school, like boots, like all purple Hawkeye.
I'm glad you didn't say Glenn from Walking Dead.
Nah.
That's a stereotypical thing, I know.
What, like make my eye get big and put blood on my head? Like, yeah, I'm all good.
Nice. Now, what personal comic book do you own that's extremely rare and extremely expensive?
Like, I don't have anything crazy. I do have the first Hawkeye, Tales of Suspense 57.
Oh, nice.
And I have a New Mutants 98, a first Deadpool.
Nice.
Which I expect is it's pretty high. But yeah, nothing super crazy. I'm looking at some Walking Dead number ones right now. But
yes, that's a big one.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm always looking for key issues. Death of Gwen Stacy, Death of Green Goblin, First Punisher, First Wolverine. I'm always on the lookout. I don't own them personally yet. I should have bought them years ago.
Right.
When they're affordable, they're not affordable anymore. So,
I know, right?
Yeah.
Now, what are you excited about as far as stuff coming out of the San Diego Comic-Con with awesome movie trailers and TV trailers and all that?
I mean, definitely Stranger Things 2.
Yes.
Definitely awesome. Thor Ragnarok.
That's gonna be awesome.
Infinity War. But what I'm most excited for, Todd McFarlane says he's doing Spawn again. And
really?
He's doing write and direct. So And knowing Todd, like, he's going to knock out of the park. Like,
I had no idea Spawn is going to get another reboot.
Yeah, I think, you know, Todd, you know, the movie was all right. The animated was awesome, but I think Todd wants to do, like, what he wants to do. And when that happens, like, it gets dangerous, and all it's going to be awesome.
Speaking of awesome, after this NovaCon, you're actually hosting the official NovaCon after party. What can we expect from this after party tonight?
Just a lot of fun. You know, yeah. If you're of age, you know, have a drink or two. They have, like,
average drinking men.
Yeah. There's a specific con, like, beer here. Mm-hmm. Like, this brewery made a specific NovaCon beer. Nice. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Just a good time. Awesome. It's a good time.
It's going to be a blast. Let's have a drink, guys. Awesome. If you could let us know who you are from Comic Book Man and say you're watching, click on this.
Okay.
And then another one will be listened to below the belt show.
Okay.
Well, this one will be click on this.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man. You're watching Click on This. Click on this. What? It's that easy. Just click on it. So
listening to below the belt show. Yep.
Okay.
And just listen.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man. Maybe you've seen me every Sunday night after The Walking Dead. Maybe you haven't. If not, forget all that. All you want to do is listen to Below the Belt. That's it. Hit Below the Belt, listen Below the Belt.
That was one.